Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the 8 o'clock block. And today we are talking to Danielle from St. Joe Today. Good morning, Danielle.
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Good. What's happening at St. Joe Today?
Definitely. So we are gearing up for the summer, and right now we are continuing our countdown to summer. So that is a chance to support Southwest Michigan businesses and restaurants. You can eat, shop, stay, and play for a chance to win some weekly prizes. And that's going on through Memorial Day weekend. So you got a couple more chances to win. You can visit stjoetoday.com/countdown for more information. But all you have to do to enter is spend $25, a one-time or cumulative purchase at any St. Joe Today member business. Turn in those receipts to the Welcome Center, and for every $25 spent, we will give you one entry. So this week's winner is Jen Williams, so congratulations, Jen, and you still got a couple more weeks to turn those receipts in. We've also got the St. Joe Farmers Market that's going to kick off on Saturday, May 29th. Market goers will enjoy fresh finds at the weekly St. Joe Farmers Market that happens Saturdays from 9 to 2 in Lake Bluff Park, with the exception of the Crazzle Art Fair weekend on July 10th. But vendors are going to offer locally grown produce, perennials, cut flowers, meats, cheeses, coffee, and more. Whether you're looking for some breakfast or just to grab some ingredients for dinner later that week, you'll be sure to find something delicious there. Also in Lake Bluff Park, the Lake Bluff Artisan Fair is returning to downtown St. Joe. That's happening on Saturday, June 5th. We've got four awesome artisan fairs this year. That is, again, held in Lake Bluff Park from 10 to 5. And the vendors, there's over about 50 of them, 55, and they will offer a variety of handcrafted goods. So anything from home decor, furniture, jewelry, candles, and tons of other things as well. Some things that are happening this weekend, we've got the chapel is hosting a rummage sale today from 9 to 6, tomorrow from 9 to 4, and then their last day Saturday from 9 to noon. That's going to be benefiting some of their mission trips this fall for some high school kids. Twin City Players is hosting a virtual Disney trivia night this Saturday at 7, and it's very highly encouraged to dress up like your favorite Disney character. So last day to purchase tickets is today. You can visit twincityplayers.org for more information. Round Barn Estate is hosting their Jammin' in the Vineyards on Saturdays and Sundays throughout the summer. Attendees can enjoy live music, delicious food, and tasty beverages. Always a fun time over at Round Barn Estate. Papa Vino's is hosting a give back for the court-appointed special advocates, or CASA, now through Friday. You can present a voucher at Papa Vino's, and they will donate up to 20% of your guest check. Voucher can be found online at CASASWMI.org, and this is valid for dinner, lunch, and also includes dine-in or takeout. So anything that we just talked about, you can always find online at stjoetoday.com, any of our social media channels, or you can stop in our Welcome Center. We're located at 301 State Street in downtown St. Joe.
Great. It's great to have a lot going on again.
Yeah, we're very excited.
That's wonderful. All right. Well, today's special guest is Brian Maynard from Forte Coffee. Hey, good morning, Brian.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. How are you doing?
All so well. Thank you. I'm in the coffee business, so I'm caffeined up. I'm ready to go.
And how is the coffee business now?
You know what? It has been doing well. We obviously, COVID slowed us down a great deal, like a lot of businesses, particularly those in the hospitality industry, but seems to have come back to a certain degree. You know, we've been in business now for just over 2 years. We've spent half of our existence under COVID rules. So I don't know what's quote normal here right now. Had COVID not happened, our business would be up a little more than it is. But you know, we're holding our own.
Well, congratulations on holding your own for sure.
Yeah. Thank you.
It's been an interesting time. So, you're about to open a third location.
We are about to open our third location. We, did open in the Benton Harbor Arts District, last year in September. You know, that's a location that I had signed the lease for in March of last year, just before the shutdown happened, and negotiated a deal with the landlord over there to sort of put it on pause. But we did open there in September, and we're doing okay over there. I'm hoping that people will go back to their offices and the foot traffic will start to increase. But, you know, we are holding our own. The third location, which will be our third one in less than 3 years of existence, is downtown St. Joe. We're excited to be there. We're going to be at 222 State Street, which is catty corner across from the St. Joe Today offices, right on the corner of State and Pleasant. Used to be an optical store, and we're right in between the two doors of Perennial Accents because they, you know, have the entrance on State and one around the corner on Pleasant. We'll be open by Memorial Day. You know, we're dealing with getting our permits and finishing up construction and, you know, health inspection and all those sorts of things. But we're confident that we will be open by that time. So we're ready to support all of the activities of St. Joe Today and all of the events that are going on. You know, on the bluff and otherwise over the next several years.
And so let's talk about the coffee for a second. You roast your own coffee. What's that like? And how'd you get into that?
Yeah, well, I'm retired from Whirlpool, and I knew when I retired that I wasn't, you know, done, so to speak. And I had started my career in the hospitality industry and left that. And I actually became enthralled with coffee in the early 80s on a trip to Chicago, and started a mail order coffee company and operated that for, I don't know, 5 or 6 years. And, you know, I was at a point in that business where I kind of had to go big or go home. And we started having children at that time. And I decided, having, you know, regular salary and, you know, health insurance was a little more important than following that or chasing that dream. But I circled back to it, and I visited somewhere between 75 and 100 coffee shops all across the U.S. Originally, I wasn't planning on roasting my own coffee, but I met a guy out in Colorado who is a roaster, and he convinced me that it was a good idea, particularly financially. You know, my hesitation at first was that I know it's a complicated thing. It's, you know, there's so many variables that go into it, and to do it well takes a lot of training and experience. He pointed out that my original career was that I worked as a chef. I went to culinary school, and he said, you know, look, it's just cooking stuff. So, I decided to give it a shot. I went to roasting school, you know, as a kind of a finishing. We bought our own roaster, and we quickly outgrew it. And so we're on to our second, much larger one. And we do roast our own coffee at our Niles Road location. We roast coffee on typically Mondays and Wednesdays. And you can come in now that you can sit inside. You can sit at the bar and actually talk to the roaster while he's working. And you can smell the coffee and ask questions. And, you know, we'll explain to you what's going on. So, in addition to supplying our own, three locations, we do wholesale coffee to, several other area businesses and restaurants, and as well as online, on our website, which is, forte.coffee. And, so you can buy us there if you happen to be out of town.
And, you also bake your own cookies, muffins, and scones too.
Yeah, we, have a kitchen at the, again, the Niles Road location. We bake everything there as we roast our coffee, and then we deliver it to the other two locations. My wife, Barbara, does all of the baking. She loves to do that. And, you know, I like to say that we, you know, everything's from scratch, real butter, real vanilla, and real love.
Are you having fun with it?
I am. You know, I sometimes I have to ask my wife to remind me that this is fun, you know, at the moment.
Yeah.
You know, I knew that it wouldn't be easy. Years and years ago, I used to do restaurant consulting a bit. And so I know what it's like to run a restaurant or, or coffee place, a hospitality business. I obviously didn't know what I was getting myself into with regard to COVID. So I've only taken a few days off over the last year and a half or so. But it's, you know, it's rewarding. And, you know, I keep telling people that I'm either brilliant or stupid. And, you know, we need like another year or two to know which of the two of those things are accurate. So, so far it's fun. But sometimes I have to be reminded of that.
Well, my money's on brilliant.
That's very kind of you.
And so where can people find you?
Well, you can find us at our three locations. One is at 2045 Niles Road in St. Joe. That's in the same plaza as the Verizon store or La Pita, just south of Buffalo Wild Wings. The second location is in the Arts District at 138 Water Street. And that's in the same building as the Water Street Glassworks. We, in fact, when we're both open, we have a door between the two locations. So you can come in and have coffee, and actually you can go into the back and over where they and overlook the area where they're blowing glass. And then the third location, as I mentioned already, is at the corner of State and Pleasant. You can find us online at www.forte.coffee. And if you want to email us, you can email us at hello@forte.coffee. And so I think that's probably, well, you can get us on Facebook, of course, and Instagram as well. If you do a search, if you do a Yelp search or Google, you'll find us also.
Well, it's all fascinating. Brian Maynard from Forte Coffee and Danielle from St. Joe Today. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Mark.